Los Angeles County is trying to drive away homeless people from one of its metro stations by playing classical music. It's part of a pilot program intended to make public transportation more appealing to commuters in a city where most would rather endure heavy traffic than use the subway. Sergio Olmos reports.
The streets outside the Westlake MacArthur metro station in Los Angeles are filled with people throughout the day, though few of them are commuters. It's a popular spot for homeless folks to gather. But head down the escalators into the metro station, and there's a distinct sound that recently began playing. Last month, LA Metro began a repeating playlist of classical music. It's louder than what you'd hear in an elevator or a lobby, and it's designed to discourage homeless folks lingering on the platform. One of the people hanging out here is Raymond Montenegro Jr. He says the music has been driving out some homeless folks.
It's been annoying. People don't stay on stage anymore.
Along with the music, he says, the police presence has increased. Though he thinks cleaning up the station is a good idea, he says the environment should be safe for kids.
They just want to clean the stations up, you know, which is good, you know, because kids go down there, you know, and they ride the train too, you know.
Metro didn't respond to NPR's request for comment, but a spokesperson told the LA Times, quote, the music is not loud and plays at 72 decibels. That's about as loud as a noisy dishwasher. As the largest county in the nation, Los Angeles also has the largest homeless population, more than 69,000 people. It's a problem that LA Metro isn't trying to solve, just nudge elsewhere. Someone who actually commutes using the station is Mohammed Massou. He's with his small dog, Riley, waiting for the train to arrive. He says the music doesn't make the station feel any safer.
Not safe and not clean, never ever. A specific this station, only homeless.
It's just past 9 p.m., and he says that this time of night is when he's most uncomfortable here.
Sometimes I scared, you know? Specific like this time, and no cops, sometimes no anybody, you know?
Elsewhere on the platform, David Hansen and Anthony Rodabaugh are hanging out. They're both homeless. Hansen actually finds the music pleasant.
Soothing, it's soothing music. It's like elevator music. It calms you down.
But his friend Rodabaugh has a different take.
It can be a little too loud, volume-wise, and some of the choices of concert selection is difficult, like very staccato-ish, you know. I like more melodic melody.
But some people dislike the music so much, they bring their own. One man, who goes by the street name Mo the Last Black Panther, lugged in a full-size DJ-style speaker. He's playing old-school rap to protest the classical music. The city, he says, has to work for everybody. But his voice is mostly drowned out by the competing sounds in the Westlake MacArthur metro station. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Olmos in Los Angeles.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
This is NPR News.